Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto B'tocha Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Oli Simai. It's a schus for Zivik Yaakov Aaron Berocher and Leilui Nishmas Malko Basu Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Leo Chaim. And a full shleim of Yitzchok ben Soro, Tovichum ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, Mordechai ben Soro. Been a little bit under the weather the last week or so. apologize for a voice that's not really there too well. But I wanted to share just a few thoughts before Yontif, which maybe can relate to the Yontif and serve as a source of an opportunity for enhanced bitochen. We've quoted many times the Lugoyin in Mishlei that Iker Nesina Satero Lisroel Hu Kadesh Yosimu Bitchein Bashem. The Iker of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael is that we should be able to put our trust in as many levels of ramification and many different ramifications. But just think for a moment. You know, I'm in the midst of taking some medication. And medication, it seems, works in steps. Take it a little bit at the beginning, you feel a little bit better, and then it gets a little better, and the cough gets a little better, and a little, you notice progress step by step. And before you take a medication, the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to say, I ask that this that I'm doing now should be for a refuah, because you are the refechino. And after you're supposed to say, Baruch refechino, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. And it occurred to me, like, if Hashem is doing it, so do it. Why does the doing reflect the stages of the medication and its effectiveness? And the answer, of course, is poshut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides behind the teva. If there's a teva that a certain medication should have a certain effect on a person and have that effect over a period of a few days, a certain amount of time, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally hiding inside each pill, each treatment, each pill he's inside and conducting, pretending that this is teva bringing it about. But he works in that teva. And the reason for that, and there are many, but one of the reasons that we find in the Goyin's explanation of the uniqueness of Purim is that when we discover Hashem, it has a much greater impact upon us. When it's blatant, sometimes it's so powerful, but sometimes it's overwhelming. But when we discover it, it's a kinyan. I discovered Hashem myself. When I look at the world, when I learn to and to see all of the teva, how everything works, how medication works, and how treatments work, and how the labor works, and jobs work, and businesses work, and investments work, and how everything works. And I'm able to see and to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding behind all of the teva, concealing himself. The teva, that's why a nes is called a banner. Hashem is revealing himself. When we see a nes, a nes golui, it's a revelation of Hashem who otherwise would be hiding behind the teva. So it occurred to me to take it one step further. There's negative teva too. And it's really the negative teva is what really arouses us to the need for bitochin. Looks very bad. The financial situation is dismal. The medical situation is very grim. The shidduch situation seems so just unbearable. And the teva is what makes it harder and harder to have bitochen. But if we look who's hiding behind the teva, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that, it's all the teva, bein letav bein amutov, is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding behind that teva. Now, if I know that my loving father is hiding behind that negative teva, then it's so much easier to turn to him. The teva becomes so less overwhelming, because look who's hiding there. Look who's dealing with it. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my loving Father. And the truth of the matter is that Shavuos with Maimon Har Sinai is really the source of the ultimate in-depth loving relationship that was created between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the Torah, not revealed, but revealed himself and gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. B'matora Gemura. It was like the greatest expression of love. Avo Rabo Havtono Hashem Alikeinu. Shbavur Avo Seinu Shabot Chobacho. What was the expression of the Avo? Batalam Deim Chukei Chayim. You gave them the Torah. You taught them the Chukei Chayim. The greatest expression of Hashem's love. Baruch Ato Hashem. Habeichem Amo Yisroel. Chose us to give us the Torah. Be'ahavo in love. And that love, Kibayim Aponim Alponim, is reciprocated. When we knew, when we felt how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, it created within us a genuine love. And that genuine love is still there today because Rashi says at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, when the Pasuk says, Yishokeinim Shikaispiu, that the Klal Yisrael in the distant Golus is still awaiting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should once again reveal himself. With that neshiko, with that kiss, with that special, intimate expression of his love. Once again, as he did Har Sinai, we are craving that because we too have that love. And if this loving relationship, as we learn in Shir HaShirim, is alive and well in the Golus today, so when we look behind the Teva, and when we look behind, of course, the positive Teva, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his kindness, his chesed, and his love. When we look behind the negative teva, things that our teva seem to be overwhelming us and make it so difficult to have bitochin because of the fact that it seems like all is hopeless. But when we look behind that teva and discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who? Our beloved, the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, the Doidi Li V'Ani Loi, the one with whom we have this intimate loving relationship, that should be able to take us out of the fear and the worry and the nervousness and the overwhelming concern that a negative teva seems to pose to us and seems to interfere with our ability just to put our trust in Hashem, because Yeshua Hashem carefying in the blink of an eye, and I feel a cheret chodem on the chalzavon sholal yimnesotz minarachamim. Even if the sword is at the back of his neck, rachamim is right there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not withhold that rachamim from him, because just maintain that faith, maintain that hope, maintain that bitochen, and Hashem will be marachim. If we recognize behind the teva, which seems so negative, it seems so difficult, which seems so creating a despondency, a despair that almost makes it impossible for us to have bitochin. But let's think, who's orchestrating that teva? Who's hiding there? That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Doidi Li V'Ani Loi. If that's the case, then the ominous teva becomes so much easier to deal with and so less influential in interfering with the bitochen, so less detrimental to the process of bitochen. So I think that if we wish likras the Chag HaShavuos to use it as an opportunity to strengthen our bitochen b'Hashem, as we mentioned from the Goyin, that's the Iker of the Nesina Sater of Israel. Let's focus on the loving relationship that we have. Let's focus on that loving relationship that was solidified at Maimon Har Sinai 3,335 years ago and is alive and well to this very day. And the next time we face a negative teva, let's look behind the teva and recognize, just as we look in the positive teva, we have to look, as the Navarjah used to say, Shnishtok in teva. There's no teva, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding in the guise of the teva. And let's look behind this negative teva that we see and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there a loving father, the and that should give us the strength to elevate ourselves and extricate ourselves from that power of that negative teva, and be able to much more freely, realistically put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the schus of that trust, and in the discovery of our loving father behind the negative teva, and the schus of the trust that emanates from that. We may be bizeche that this should be a yomtif of true Kabbalah HaTorah, should be a yomtif which brings yeshuos and chomois to a hurting and a pained and a challenged and a threatened Klal Yisrael. And we be mizeche bekorev to be mesameach in the bias goyel tzedek b'mheirav yomenu. A good yontif to everyone called to.